This is Train for Trade Skills Radio.
I'm from Coventry. My name is Mark Foster, and I'm doing the Level 2 and Level 3 Plumbing and Heating Engineering course.
Welcome to T4TS Radio. Today we're joined by Mark Foster, who is joining us from our Southampton Centre of ATO. Hi, Mark. How are you?
Hi, Mulko. I'm very well, thank you.
Mark, just before we start, could you just tell us a little bit more about your career up to date, please?
I started my career in Rhodesia in the field of electroplating. I've worked in the radio and TV manufacturing industry and also in the motor components manufacturing industries. After having left those spheres, I've done a lot of property maintenance, plumbing I've done, but I want to get my formal qualifications, because it's all very well to say that you can do this and you've done that, but people want qualifications.
I mean, Mark, after having such a diverse background in your working career, what inspired you into plumbing and heating?
I enjoy the accomplishment of constructing a system. I do a lot of renovation work, building refurbishment work, and unless, of course, you do it well, and unless you have the qualifications to do the job, as I've said before, it's all well and good to say you can do it. But when you've got the paperwork to prove it, you can then not only do some of the easier tasks like the carpentry and tiling, painting and decorating, but you can then confidently undertake the plumbing work, the heating work, etc.
How are you finding your practical training in Southampton?
Very good. The trainers are excellent. The trainers always point out things that you could do better and easier. In fact, Mulko, I found that I've done things for years and didn't even know that I was doing the thing wrong until I was actually shown the correct way. You don't understand what you don't know until somebody that does know points it out to you.
Absolutely. And that was actually my next question, Mark. What things have you been doing so far in your practical training?
We've put in a bathroom suite at a previous session. We've put in radiators. We've done work with copper pipe bending, cutting. We've done a complete assembly with radiators and steel tubing and fittings, which involves bending, cutting and threading, which is very challenging, but went very well the last week I was here.
I can imagine that. And how are you finding, Mark, studying from home and managing your everyday life with your course?
Let's be honest, Mulko, we all have busy lives. It depends how badly you want to improve yourself. If you can find time to go out and waste time, or not waste time, but spend time with friends doing nothing in particular, I think it's a good thing to learn some disciplines or to discipline yourself. It's possible, and I've, to date, finished all my 32 modules. I've shown that I can do it, and I've got good grades for them as well.
And what is the big plan after you finish your course and qualify? Would you like to be self-employed or run your business perhaps?
Mulko, I have been self-employed in the past. I'm employed again by a company now that does property maintenance. And for me personally, I find it a lot better being employed, because somebody else takes all the worries and I can just focus on doing the work. So my current employer is already very keen to see and to know what my progress is, so that they give me more responsibility.
It has been a pleasure talking to you this afternoon. Thank you very much, Mark, for joining us.
To find out more, go to www.trainfortradeskills.com.